Hello, welcome. My name is Vlad Juanovic, and we're going to look at how to understand if your app is available with Application Insights. Here I have my Fabricam Fiber app, my overview blade, and if I scroll down, I have all of my web tests response time showing here. And it looks like my app is at 100%. I've only had one failure out of about 575 successful tests, and if I drill into this particular part, I see the two web tests that are executing against my site. I have a home page test and a reports page. These are single URL tests that are pinging the home page of my site or the reports page of my site. It looks like the last 20 minutes I've been okay. It's back up to 100%, but my hour rate is around 94% because of that one failure. If I drill into one of these web tests, I can see how this particular web test is executed over time, and I can see the individual locations that this test is executing from. I can see the different locations that this test is running from, and I can see the times that this test has failed. From the different locations, it looks like it's failed from Ashburn, from Hong Kong, and if I drill into a failure, I can open up the test in Visual Studio and really understand why this test has failed. And I can continue debugging this problem in Visual Studio, looking at the different requests that are made and the response that I get back from the site to find out why it resulted in a 403 site disabled error. Coming back over to the portal preview, if I wanted to disable a test, maybe while my site is in maintenance and I don't want to get alerts for a particular test, I can do that right from here. But on the overview blade, I can see the test for the last 24 hours. Well, that's how to understand if your app is available with Application Insights. Thanks for watching.